Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Forever Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from The Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said yes. And so the audio you're hearing is from that stream. You're hearing that actual episode that went out on Sunday, the 21st of March, 2020, year of our Lord.
And we raised $12,000 for food banks in New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. So to everybody out there that helped out, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody who is hearing this for the first time, please enjoy.
Yes. The audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great and we hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from individual homes throughout Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America. It's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour. Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sports Nevada, Marshall on Mars. Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian companion, Croach the Tracker.
I am from Galoot Prokdon.
Mars, just, it's Mars.
You designate...
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the Martian savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth. But I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. From the plains of the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists. Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be ratting in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. And I'm from Earth. Pew, 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 pew.
When last we left our hero, all was quiet on the Martian frontier. But is it too quiet? Find out in tonight's thrilling adventure. April is the duelist month.
Croach, I reckon this is an afternoon so peaceful as to evoke fond reminiscing.
It brings to mind certain days from my past.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say that sounds like fond reminiscing.
I have simply noticed that with the change of seasons, the angle of the rays of the sun caused the dust to appear quantitatively more red than usual.
And that ignites a bittersweet longing for a, simpler time.
A mere observation that given the variation in the orbit of Galut Proctor, the rays have not been at this particular angle since I was a youngling.
So, yes?
No.
Call that a yes. Yeah, call it a yes.
I'm looking for Six Shooter Sam!
Trying to picture you as a youngin'. Find it difficult, Croats. That's hard. Yeah.
Do not. There is a commotion in the thoroughfare.
Yeah, I see it. Don't try changing the subject.
Sam, you can't hide forever! I call you out!
Perhaps we ought to assess the disturbance?
You're right, Croach. These are the good old days.
Of non-dissimilar quality for measures of light upon particulate.
So, yes?
No.
Call it yes, hon.
Come out, Sam, you coward!
All right. What's all this about, then?
Well, I mean to challenge the outlaw six-shooter Sam to a gunfight duel.
On behalf of...
On behalf of myself.
Well, it takes a certain amount of grit to call for a showdown. Any grit, really, which you don't look to have.
I'm a man who can do his own fighting. Everyone who knows the name Lucky Luke Lamont knows that.
Knows what name now?
I am unfamiliar with that designation.
Yeah.
Better known as the Young Slinger.
The what-water?
You sling the young?
Yeah, that's...
No. Now, it's a count on me being a gunslinger, as well as so young. It's elided as well.
Yeah, but like Lucky and Young Slinger, huh? Two nicknames is at least one too many. Just start with one when introducing yourself to folk. That's my advice.
Well, I got a song that might help you remember it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm fast and young, and I'm big and strong, and lady love to be in my arms. Young Slinger, the fastest gun on Mars.
No. Okay, yeah. A couple of things. First, little pitchy. Second, fastest gun on Mars. this Mars?
Is there another one?
There would have to be, yeah.
There is not.
Luke, I just...
Call me Young Slinger.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. Listen, you can't be the fastest gun on Mars for obvious reasons.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Because I technically hail from a satellite orbiting Mars, where I am the fastest gun. That didn't fit the meter, so.
Oh, you were tied to that particular meter?
Well, I am a slinger of many things. Guns, songwriting, calling folk out for showdowns!
Uh-huh. Kid, you can't be the fastest gun on Mars, since Mars already got a fastest gun on it. Tell him, Croach.
Tell him what? No.
Who the fastest gun on Mars is.
The Red Plains Rider.
No.
She is not on the planet, though, currently. I do not possess the knowledge you seek.
I think you do, buddy.
If I possessed the knowledge of who the fastest gun on Mars is, I would possess the knowledge of that knowledge.
Yeah, let me put it to you this way. You're standing next to him.
You are referring to yourself.
Reckon I am, yeah.
Sparks Nevada, you are skilled with a firearm, but there are several species of aliens in residence on this planet whose speed is naturally several times that of any human.
No, Crouch. Being the fastest gun ain't about who's fastest.
Right?
It is.
No, being fastest gun's about instinct. It's about heart.
Fascinating. I did not realize that human cardiopathy includes such violent advantage.
If you'll excuse me, I ain't got time for no biology lessons. I got a score to settle and no time to waste in settling it.
No time. You took time out of your hurry to sing a song about yourself, so.
Is part why I don't have time to spare on lessons, biology, or otherwise.
All right, but what's this six-shooter Sam done to you anyway? You got time to answer that?
He kidnapped my sweetheart, Ruby. And him and his gang of alien outlaws robbed the Carnival satellite.
Oh, well, reckon robbery puts it under my jurisdiction. And you're likely as not to get gunned down seeking revenge due to how you lack that grit. So why don't you let me handle it?
Who are you?
Who are you? Sorry, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
You got a song?
Yes, big, yeah.
Pow.
Thank you. Kid, you're going to have to trust me here. Judging by the shine of your gun and the polish on your boots, reckon you ain't dealt with many outlaw types.
Hell.
Oh, there's more.
Hell, take on any outlaw at a carnival or a bar. Young slinger, the fastest gun on Mars.
Stop, don't. Okay, reckon you never been in a showdown or you'd have sung about it in here, right?
Yeah, you know, I have, you know, I'm the number one ranked player in Nutso Ned's Western Sector Robot Shootout of Palooza.
That is the designation of the single greatest carnival amusement.
You're familiar, Croach?
Who does not enjoy a carnival?
Mm-hmm.
Nutso NWSRSO of Palooza is also found in some bars, like I said in the song, if you'd been listening.
I heard you.
Now, come with or don't, but I got to do a shootout of Palooza of my own for my Ruby's honor. For my heart's grown large for her.
Oh, Sparks Nevada, with this young slinger's heart engorged, would that not provide the biological advantage in his showdown?
Well, this kid may have heart, but he's got it on his sleeve, and that certainly ain't no advantage.
Fella, if you'll excuse me, I got a sweetheart to rescue. Six Shooter Sam, I know you're here somewhere. Come out and face me.
What goes by that name? What's it to you?
Oh, wow. You were just hanging out nearby to me and to my marshal station? Reckon an outlaw might want to stay a little further out from the law.
I went for a walk. Went where it took me. Ain't often we get a date like this on Mars.
Not for 33 orbital cycles.
I got a bone to pick with you, Six Shooter Sam.
You know, based on the name, I was picturing an hombre with a six shooter, but you have six arms to shoot with, Reckon.
Well, all us Flonicatonks have from Flevia 7 got six arms to do with as we please. Please shooting.
Yeah, no, it's a good nickname. Works.
Can't claim credit. Didn't give it to myself.
Is it your only one?
Enough talk. I got a bone to pick with you, Sam.
Go on and pick it then.
I'm fixing to pick it.
Well, you sure you're picking the right bone, seeing as I ain't never met you before?
Oh, I'm certain it's the right bone. As for who I am,
No songs. Kid here says you kidnapped his sweetheart.
What have you done with my darling Ruby?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Ruby, are you all right?
I'm fair, I suppose. Thanks for asking.
So like fair and not like kidnapped, then?
Ruby, tell him how you was ensnared, kidnap-wise, by this scoundrel.
You mean the scoundrel she's holding hands with right now?
He's got so many for holding.
Tell him how you was cruelly and unwillingly torn from your true love by this ne'er-do-well.
Who are you and what are you talking about?
Well, your true love. Myself. Being the one I'm referring to, both wise. Oh, Lordy, she lost her memory.
Yeah, that's gotta be it.
Don't you recall me from the carnival satellite?
Oh, you that fella what sold me the space peanuts? We snuck off on the robo clown tent?
No. No, that wasn't me.
Oh. Oh, are you that old prospector told me I was as pretty as or prettier than a ruby? Like I ain't heard that one a million times before.
No, I'm Luke. We kissed at the top of the astro wheel, remember?
Terrence?
No. Like I said, Luke. Lucky Luke Lamont, the young slinger.
He is fast and young and he's big and he's strong and human females desire to be in his arms.
Thank you.
Don't help, Croach.
The song is uncomplex and brief.
Come on, man.
Ruby, I won you a prize at that shoot 'em up game on account of what a quick gun I am and a sweetheart you, and it worked. We was sweethearts.
Because you won me a stuffed robot?
Mm-hmm. You said you'd see me around. And then after Sam's gang robbed the carnival, you weren't never around to see me, so... Did he take you?
Good boy.
Correlation does not equal causation. A common error among humans.
I sent you a holler message and it said you saw it, but you didn't respond probably because you couldn't probably because you were kidnapped probably.
I ain't been kidnapped.
You mean you went with this vile, ugly outlaw willingly?
That's right.
No part of that statement you care to argue with, Rube?
I don't understand. I thought we had something special.
Oh, we did. We did. Special. Like, available for a limited time.
Well, you really spent time with him?
Only some.
Well, he don't seem like your type.
I ain't sure she's got a type.
Oh, are you implying something, Marshall?
Just reckon you met a couple few fellas at that carnival, sounds like.
Was a carnival. Which ain't nobody's business but mine, I reckon.
Well, a little bit my business, wouldn't you say?
Who I knew before you ain't your business, no.
Well, this fella's only got two arms.
I've only got two arms, and that don't bother you.
I can do more with two arms than some can with six.
All right. We ain't got to get into any of that. In fact, we ain't got to get into any of this aspect of why we're here. Reckon we can move on to the robbery part.
Well, I ain't ready to move on just yet. My honor has been besmirched. I may be a thief and an occasional murderer, allegedly.
You just alleged that.
But I resent the implication that I would resort to kidnapping. I have you know I'm very considerate. I won Ruby's heart fair and square.
Won?
She does have a type.
No, you ain't won me. I ain't yours any more than I'm Terrence's or anyone's. I'm my own woman.
Yeah, you tell him, Ruby. You ain't the kind of gal that would consort with outlaws. You was temporarily led astray.
Oh, imagine me being led anywhere I wasn't aiming to go. In point of fact, it ain't Sam's gang. It's mine.
Noted.
I don't believe it. You're a good woman, Ruby.
Guy, you remember I told you I couldn't stay the night because I had an appointment in the morning? Well, the appointment was robbing the carnival.
Yeah, about that. I'm gonna need...
Way I see it, each one of you has impugned my character in his own way, and I ain't going to stand for it. I challenge each of you to a showdown.
I have cast no aspersions.
You know what? You're right. I challenge each of you, except the Martian who clearly is a gentleman secure in his masculinity.
Human masculinity is a toxin.
Okay, that's not... All right, can we get back to the showdown? Or better yet, I'll just arrest all y'all and we'll sort it out back at the Marshal station.
I don't want to fight you, Ruby.
Well, me neither.
Well, I got no problem with it. You are all under arrest.
Seems to me the first challenge issued ought to be the first one resolved, namely mine against him.
Your challenge ain't got no merit. I reckon we ought to do it in order of who has been most wronged.
Which is me. Twice wrong. A third as many times as how many arms I got. And guns.
It ain't you. And anyway, I ought to go first, seeing as I've issued the most total challenges.
Marsha, you're the law. Ain't there some kind of legal court-type precedent on how to proceed in such circumstances?
As many people don't lend itself to showdown so much as a fracas or a free-for-all.
Well, I didn't come here for no fracas.
I do like a free-for-all.
Yeah, but...
We could all go at once, reckon. Got the arms for it and guns. And laser bullets.
No, let's not do that. Let's figure it out. Do we go left to right, maybe?
What about moon, rock, paper, laser?
But what order would that go in?
Oh, right to left, maybe?
It don't matter. Each of us will play each of the others best out of three. Then we'll be assigned a position within the competition based on cumulative wins. It's so simple.
That sounds not simple.
Could work, though.
All right, kid. You and me first. Let's go.
Well, why'd you challenge him first?
No reason.
Sometimes you wound without meaning to, Ruby.
And sometimes you perceive a wound where there ain't one, but will be once the sequence of shootouts is through.
All right. Every one of you just stop. Everyone take a breath. Listen, kid. Do you really want to risk your life over a woman you barely know?
Well, you don't understand. I ain't never loved no one like I loved Ruby.
Oh, ain't you sweet?
Well, I think you're sweet.
No, I was being patronizing due to your heart being a greenhorn tenderfoot.
Oh.
Yeah. So, All right, kid, look, I know what you're going through. I dealt with my fair share of heartbreaks.
Not like this.
Oh, sure. Like this and then some. One time, my gal ran off with Croach, my own best friend.
We were not best friends at the time, nor was she your gal.
Did you challenge him to a duel?
No, because she wasn't mine.
And we were not best friends.
And now we are. It's like it never happened. Look, I promise you, one day you'll wake up and it'll be like you hardly even have every detail of her face etched in your mind, so you see it every time you close your eyes.
Promise?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Another gal will come along, then probably she'll break your heart too and maybe write a book about you and your emotional unavailability that you don't have.
But did at the time.
No. Mm. Yeah, you'll get over her too. Someone else will come along and maybe you'll enjoy the company of a badge bunny now and then that nobody needs to know about because it's a phase that you wanted to find out about yourself. And why not, you know? You know what I mean?
I do not.
I wasn't asking you. Look, there are plenty of fish in the Sea of Tranquility. And yeah, sure, maybe one turns out to be a shape-shifting Jupiter spy, but maybe there's one out there for you who ain't. She's floating along a similar boat to yours, just waiting to haul you aboard.
Wait, now he is the fish in the analogy?
Well,
I think the boats in the story are rocket ships.
Yeah, okay. I think I understand what the lonely old marshal is saying.
I'm neither of those things.
Ruby, I'm sorry for presuming all that I presumed from my place in your heart to your place in the gang.
Well, I appreciate that. I had a good time with you, I think. And it'd be a shame to ruin the vague memory of it by shooting you down in the thoroughfare on a day that's nice.
And Sam, you seem like an all right fella. Any outlaw gal would be lucky to have you.
Wow, I appreciate you saying as much, young slinger. I'd still like to kill you, but I won't because this sad, pathetic old martial speech got me thinking.
What is happening?
I'm wasting my life cycle waiting for Ruby to realize what she's got right in front of her. It's time for me to move on. Find myself a lady outlaw who wants something committed like. Maybe one with more arms or gills.
Dang it. This is how I always lose my gang. Why is every outlaw worth his salt looking for a commitment?
Well, reckon it's to balance the transient nature of the criminal lifestyle. What is a gang but a replacement for family unit? Nez pas?
Maybe I need to range alone a while. Or maybe start an all-lady gang.
All right. Now that we got all that settled, one more piece of business I need to address with you folks. Hands up, all of them. You're under arrest.
Dang it! He got two guns out and I ain't got any.
What's the statute of limitations on robbing a satellite?
Well, it's more than like, you know, 6 hours.
Rats.
That was some fast draw, Marshal.
Yeah, the fastest. Croach, go on and cuff him.
I mean, really, hats off.
Thank you, yeah.
Would it not be customary for your opponent to be aware of the challenge in order to measure such alacrity?
Important part is, I ain't been beat yet.
Yes, you have. Do you not recall it?
Oh, look who wants to reminisce now, huh?
You must remember.
Never been beat.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has he outwitted his lovelorn outlaw foes only to awaken a realization about his own solitude? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshal on Mars!
Dog! This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.